This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so here's the conversation we have in our morning meeting every time somebody brings up an oil price story. Somebody brings it up, and then somebody else says, seriously, we're going to do another oil price story? They go up and they go down. That's the oil price story. Well, yes, but crude is up today because Goldman Sachs got traders all excited over the weekend with a note that kind of flipped the script on the oil narrative of late. Rather than having too much supply and low prices, which is what Goldman said just a couple of 3 months ago, we are at a crude deficit, at least for now. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
The global market's been flooded with oil, but now that surplus is dwindling. Stephen Kopitz is president of Princeton Energy Advisors. He says the tightening market is welcome relief for struggling oil producers that have felt the pinch, even while consumers benefited from cheap gas.
But it's been all consumers now for almost 2 years, and we've had great pricing and low oil prices, and that's not going to stay forever.
Unless, of course, it is. Michael Weber is with the Energy Institute at the University of Texas, Austin.
Looking forward, I would guess that we've got a lot of stuff out there. Prices won't go too high.
By stuff, he means oil from producers that have turned their pumps off but can get them up and running again quickly if the price is right. But he says, honestly, nobody really knows.
I think that predicting the future of these oil prices is a little bit like guessing the weather. We have radar and we have a lot of sensors about what should go on with the weather, yet we're so often wrong.
The models don't prepare us for Canadian wildfires halting production in the oil sands, or Nigerian militant group the Niger Delta Avengers blowing up pipelines. Oh, and add in how people, read markets, feel about the oil markets. Tom Wallen is with Energy Intelligence.
But it's pretty clear that when a trend starts to get going, that the financial investment activity in the market will add momentum to that.
And that, he says, is true whether prices are going up or are on their way down. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.